It's time for Tonia's Kitchen, taking you around the world of food and wine. Here is Tonia King.
My guest today is cookbook author Yasmin Farr, and today we're talking about the brand new book, Cook Simply, Live Fully. This is a beautiful book. Is this your first book?
It's actually my third book.
Give me a little bit of background on the concept for this particular project.
So this is definitely my most personal book, and it's set up by the energy you have to make dinner. So there's lap dinners for when you're super tired and you don't want to prep a thing, and they come together in like 10 or 15 minutes. And then there's coffee table dinners, which is more your like average weeknight meal. And then at the dinner table, which is when you're, you know, sitting at the dinner table, but nothing is really complicated. Like everything is pretty quick and easy all around.
And you know how important that is? I don't know how many times where I am just burnt out at the end of a day. And it's like the last thing I want to do is make any kind of complicated meal.
Agreed. And you don't want like three pots or two bowls.
Yeah, it's forget
one pot, super simple. Exactly. Like, let me pour from the bottle, you know, scoop out from the jar, things like that.
Absolutely. And you have some very cool titles of your chapters,
you.
Like lap dinners.
Yeah.
Tell me about lap dinners. That's just a great way to put it.
Exactly. Well, I found so often on those nights when I was super tired, that's how I would eat. You know, I would sit on the couch, maybe put like a pillow on my lap and then eat out of a bowl and it would be out of my lap. And so it's sort of this idea of casual dining, but also really realistic because, you know, while I want to say my life is always like beautiful dinners at the dinner table, that's really not the case. Like most of the time it's me with a lap dinner or a couple of people around a coffee table.
And that's it. And then coffee table dinners you have here. I'm feeling good, but let's not go crazy.
Trying to be realistic, right? Because I feel like that is how it is. Yeah,
it really is. And that's what's so cool about this book. It's just so realistic. Cook simply and live fully. I just love that. And then at the dinner table, maybe on a weekend when you do have time and you can really get into it.
Exactly. And there you might be marinating something for like 30 minutes, but nothing will take more than an hour and a half. And you won't be left with like a pile of dishes in a messy kitchen because, you know, I would never do that to you.
So is your concept plant-based? Does it include meat? Give me some details about the recipes in the book.
There's definitely a variety. I mean, for me, I tend to eat a lot of vegetables. So there is definitely that in the book. And it's like Mighty Vegetable Cooking Chart, which is sort of a cheat sheet reference chart for cooking vegetables, like in a skillet or the oven. But I do eat a bit of meat. And so there is chicken and then some sausage, but not a ton of other kind of like heavy meats. Everything is, I mean, I think well balanced. So if you do eat meat, there's meat and vegetables and a grain and things like that to kind of round out.
I would think flavor profile plays a big part in your recipes.
Yes. I mean, I'm a huge fan of using like spices, fresh herbs, like different fresh ingredients. And I think, you know, even just by using a handful of spices, which is all we use in the book, you can really accomplish a lot by knowing how to put them in and when and in what combination to really elevate a dish.
It's nice to just get those tips and suggestions as compared to just having something bland.
Exactly. Well, I always say like I have a very high standard of like what I want to eat, but I'm also very lazy. So it's like, what is the easiest way I can get to what I want without doing a ton of work? And so that's pretty much like the ethos behind my recipes.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, speaking of the recipes, let's dig into some of these. Some of them sound very interesting.
I think there's this caramelized onion with eggplant and orzo that's just super simple. It's in the coffee table dinner section. It's like comes together quickly, but it's really rich and satisfying. I think that's something I make a ton for myself. But there's also a lot of sheet pan meals, which, so this caramelized onions and eggplant with tomato orzo, it's cooked in two pots, but it's at the coffee table dinner. So what you do is you cook the onions in a dry pan. And so this forces all the liquid out of them. So you're going to have them break down and get really silky and tasty in a much shorter amount of time. And then we add eggplant cubes that cook along with it. So everything becomes really creamy and condensed down, and then add in some tomato and then the orzo. So it is a quick dish overall, but you are using two pots, but it's not too bad.
That sounds great.
So, I think a light green salad would be nice, or even some like quickly cooked broccolini or broccoli.
Yeah.
It'd be good to round it out. Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's a sheet pan asparagus with tomatoes, eggs, and feta, which I love because like when you bake feta, it becomes really creamy, almost like goat cheese. So it's really spreadable and soft. And so this
Oh.
recipe, yeah, it's great. I've been making this, I think, since my 20s, especially during asparagus season. So you basically cook the cherry tomatoes, feta, and asparagus, and then you crack some eggs over it. So the eggs end up acting as like a built-in sauce with the yolk running. So it's something to eat with bread. And you can really, I mean, if you're comfortable with other people or just yourself, you can eat it right out of the pan. And it's so good, right? And then you can swap out the asparagus for broccolini or something else that cooks quickly in the same amount of time, which is why that mighty vegetable roasting chart is there. So you can use that as a reference.
So it sounds kind of cool. You basically crack the eggs right on top. You're not cracking them and beating them first and then
No,
pouring them on.
it's super lazy, but delicious. There's a theme here.
So that's basically it. You crack the eggs and mix it all up and off you go.
Yeah, exactly. And it's one of those things that's like greater than the sum of its parts because it's really satisfying. It's colorful. It's full of vegetables. And yeah, so it's just a really simple weeknight meal when you're tired and don't want to do very much.
That sounds like a real winner. We're talking with cookbook author Yasmin Farr about her new book, Cook Simply, Live Fully. Let's get into the dinner table section, shall we?
Yes. So there is a garlicky shrimp with angel hair pasta that I like because angel hair is super light and it cooks really quickly.
Yeah.
So yeah, exactly. It's delicious. So you're just cooking like tomato paste, grated garlic, oregano, paprika, and red pepper flakes, and you're having that coat the shrimp. And then you're going to melt some anchovies in olive oil, which is really what gives the dish a little bit of something else. And even if you don't like anchovies, you won't really taste it, but it'll just give the dish a lot of depth. And then you're going to add some fresh tomatoes along with tomato paste. And then you're going to add the shrimp and then stir in the pasta. So it just becomes this really lightly coated, garlicky dish that has some juiciness from fresh tomatoes, but also like the concentrated tomato paste as well.
That sounds like a great summer meal.
It really is. And it's like you could have it also in the winter if you want something comforting but not heavy. But I think that light pasta is also so nice in the summer, and just feels really fresh too.
And you know what else? It's interesting that you brought up the anchovies because I cook anchovies quite a bit in olive oil and they almost disintegrate
They
and
do.
it
It's,
just
yeah.
becomes like a little sauce and it
Exactly.
really does add wonderful flavor. I can't wait to try that recipe. What are you calling that again?
So it's the garlicky shrimp with angel hair pasta in the at the dinner table section.
That sounds absolutely delicious.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. So there's this great asparagus salad with pecorino and herbs, and that might sound like something you've had before, but the dressing is really what gives it that little bit of something else because you're mixing together sherry or red wine vinegar, mustard, a bit of white miso, and olive oil. And it gives the dish a lot of like depth and a little bit of like punchy acidity. And then you're gonna toast some nuts, which will give it a bit of crunch. You could do like pumpkin seeds or pistachios or even pine nuts, depending on what you have or what you like. And then you're just gonna shave the asparagus, toss it with some fresh herbs and pecorino. So it's like salty, crunchy, and very acidic, which I really love for salads.
And it sounds so fresh.
Yes, exactly. And it's beautiful and it's really fast, and there's no cooking involved. So it's really nice for as the season kind of turns from like warmer to hotter, and for asparagus season, of course.
The other thing that's cool about your book, you have a whole section of how to prep, how to cook it for
Yeah.
each of the vegetable cooking chart, and you have just some great fun seasoning ideas. How did you come up with that whole section?
Well, I think sometimes when you're tired, I mean, because the whole idea of this book is really cooking by your energy level and mood. And so sometimes when you're really tired, you just want someone to give you the answers. You know, you don't want to really
Yes.
think or come up with it. So that was this the basis for this idea to create this like cheat sheet reference chart for people to have. And then the fun seasoning ideas is really to give people a little bit of inspiration because I feel like we all kind of fall in a rut of cooking the same things using the same spices. So here are some different, seasoning mixtures, compound butters, things you can just use to like spruce it up a little bit.
It's so true that it's so easy to just fall into that rut when you're
Right.
making dinner for your family, night after night. Give me something to
Exactly.
spark it up.
Exactly. And sometimes you just need a little bit of an idea or like something to get that excitement and those thoughts going.
Yeah. So, Yasmin, what else do you do in the food world?
Yeah, so I am a recipe developer. I contribute mostly to New York Times Cooking. So I feel very lucky that I get to really think about food, play with food all day long. So
Yeah.
it's really nice.
I think it's great. How do we find you on social media?
So I'm just at Yasmin Farr for Instagram, which is pretty much where I am. I'm not very good on TikTok,
Yeah, I'm
unfortunately.
not either.
But
That's
yeah.
fine.
Or, my website as well, yasminfarr.co, has all the information about this book, other books, and, some sample recipes if people want to try them out before buying the book or just in general.
Well, it has been a pleasure talking with you, and I love your cookbook. This is, it just
Thank
makes so
you.
much sense, practical, and that's really what I think reaches out the most.
Yeah, I mean, that was really the intention behind the book. So I'm really glad that comes across.
Absolutely.
Yay.
We're talking with Yasmin Farr. Her brand new book is Cook Simply, Live Fully. Thanks so much for your time today, Yasmin.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for tuning in. We hope you'll subscribe to this podcast as we continue to take you around the world of food and wine on Tonia's Kitchen.